Hey, this is Cindy Harmon with Real Walk. Did you know we now have a number where you can text me? It's a fun way to stay connected. If you have any questions or comments about an episode or just anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 662-597-1738. Hey, y'all. I hope you're having a great week. I just want to say thanks, y'all. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes each week to listen in. I truly try to put out content that I feel like is not only pleasing to the Lord, but also what the Lord lays on my heart. So with that in mind, today I want to share a little about what's coming up in my life. Very soon, we'll be starting small groups at our church, and possibly by the time this airs, we may have already begun, but I'm going to be leading out a small group, and let me just say this first, okay? Y'all, I believe in small groups of people, people that are getting together to talk about the Lord and what he's doing in our lives. And if you don't have a group of people that you can connect with, please, please ask the Lord to put those people in your life, or get with me and I'll help point you in the right direction. Y'all, we need each other. It really is true. We're not meant to do life alone. So in preparing for this, this semester of small groups, I have been knee deep in the book that we're going to study. It's called Killing Kryptonite by John Bevere. It is an excellent study. And I'll just tell you this, it's tough, but it has helped me so much. It's helped me to unlock different things. And y'all, I truly believe that there's so much that the Lord wants for us. And I'm afraid we're just sitting over here doing life, just complacent and missing out on what he has for us. Y'all, right in this split second of recording, I have to be obedient. I hear the Lord. I hear him telling me to tell a story. It's a story that if you've been in my Sunday school class, I've told this. If you've been in my small group, I've given this illustration. I'm going to try to tell it. I hope I don't butcher it, but here goes. There's this story about a man named Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones dies and he goes to heaven. And St. Peter meets him at the gate and welcomes him. Mr. Jones is looking all around at heaven and how beautiful it is. And he sees this building, this white big building over. And he starts going towards that building. And Peter says, no, you don't want to go over there. And of course, he goes anyway. And he opens up the door and he walks in the building. And inside this building, he sees these beautiful white boxes with beautiful big red bows. And again, Peter is saying, come on, let's go back. And, you know, Mr. Jones says, no, I want to look around in here. And before he knows it, he notices that each aisle is alphabetized. So he does what each of us always do, you know. We want to go see if we can find our name, right? So he goes to the J aisle. And he starts hunting and searching for his name, and he finds it. And he reaches up, and he gets the box with his name on it. And he sits the box down, takes the red bow off, and lifts up the box. And there's a long sigh, just like all the times before. Then there's a little pause, because you see, he sees inside that box everything that Jesus had wanted to give him, but he had never stopped. He had never asked for any of those things. Those were all the things that God wanted for him. Y'all, when we walk in full obedience, when we're completely surrendered to Jesus, there's so much that he wants for us and he wants to do for us. And this, I'll be honest, this story it breaks my heart. Y'all, I don't want to get to heaven and this happened to me. I know this is not a true story, but y'all, I do believe that God has so much more for us. And like I said earlier, I think we settle. I think we have a house and a family and maybe a pet, and you know, we live pretty comfortably, and we think, hey, this is my best life. But y'all, God's word says differently. Read your Bible. It's so good. I want to give you a few facts as I've been studying Killing Kryptonite and I've been studying in the book of Acts. I want to give you a few facts about the early Christians, okay? Did you know that the first century Christians were the superhumans of their day and the world stood in awe of them? Did you know that no one in their community lacked anything? They didn't have any physical needs, and there was no one that needed government assistance. Listen to this one. Did you know that entire cities came to Jesus in a moment, and the gospel swept through their entire region in a matter of years? Think about that. Y'all, whatever city you live in, can you imagine your entire city coming to know Jesus? And hey, y'all, they didn't have internet. They didn't have any kind of social media. Isn't that just blow your mind? Listen to this. God's power operated through them so much that they had to convince people that they weren't gods. Like, people came up to them and thought they were gods, and they had to tell them, no, we're not. They had worship times so powerful that they shook the ground. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be a part of that. They had a reputation of being people who had turned the world upside down. Y'all, go read the book of Acts. It's all there. So let me just say this. I know that you're probably thinking, well, that was during Bible times, and that stuff, you know, it's not going to happen today. I just want to read this straight from John chapter 14, verse 12. Let me grab my Bible. And by the way, this is Jesus speaking, okay? John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. He who believes in me will do the same things that I do. Did you hear that? Jesus says, you're going to do the same things that I do. He says, he will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. Not only are we going to do things that Jesus did and those disciples did back then, but we're going to do things even greater. Y'all, I know that we don't have Jesus right here in the flesh with us like those disciples did, but let me tell you something. God's word says that when he was getting ready, when Jesus was getting ready to ascend back to heaven, those disciples said, no, Jesus, no, don't go back. And he says, I've got to, I'm going to go prepare a place. And they said, no, we need you here. We can't do this here without you. God's word says that he told them, I have to go, but I'm sending the helper, something better. Y'all, he sent us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is real, and he's here. He's wanting to work in our lives, but you know what? I think we're afraid of the Holy Spirit. I think we push him aside, and we were like, you know, that it's something spooky, but y'all, he's not anything to be afraid of. When we are truly saved, the Holy Spirit is alive, and he's working in us. I've got something else I want to read to you. It's in Acts chapter 2. And y'all, this is Peter speaking. Acts chapter 2. It says, starting in verse 14, but Peter stood up with the 11 apostles in a loud voice. So first of all, he's standing up, and it says in a loud voice. That tells me he wants these people to hear him, right? He says, my fellow Jews and all of you who are in Jerusalem, listen to me. Okay, so that tells me again, this is important. He also says, pay attention to what I have to say. And he tells them, he says, the prophet Joel has already written about this in the Old Testament. He said, he's already written about this. So Joel has said it, Peter's saying it, God's saying it, and I'm fixing to say it to you again today. It's important. He says, God says in the last days, And we won't even go there. I truly believe we are in the last days. But it says, I will give my spirit freely to all kinds of people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. At that time, I will give my spirit even to my servants, both men and, can we just say it real loud, women. And they will prophesy. I will show miracles in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will become red as blood. Y'all, it's all right here in God's word, what he wants to do, what he's going to do. One more quick last thing I want to share. There's a little book in the Old Testament I think gets skipped over a lot. It's the book of Habakkuk. I think it's only, yeah, it's only three chapters long. You can read it in about 15 or 20 minutes. But I want to read to you what is said in Habakkuk. Habakkuk is complaining. He's saying, Lord, how long am I going to have to ask for your help? And it says the Lord answers. And he says, you and your people look at the nations, watch them, and be amazed. He says, I will do something in your lifetime that will amaze you. Did y'all hear that? This is in God's word. He says, I'm going to do something in your lifetime that will amaze you. Listen to this next part, okay? He says, you won't even believe it when you're told about it. Y'all, God wants to do something, things so amazing that if he told us about it, he says, you wouldn't even believe me. Y'all, I want to be a part of that, don't you? Now, I know this was Habakkuk, y'all, but if it was good enough for Habakkuk, it's good enough for me, and it's good enough for you. Y'all, my prayer is that people will be encouraged, and they will get excited, and they will walk in obedience, and they'll get serious about the Lord. Just a few years ago, y'all, I didn't even read my Bible. I just did all this stuff. I guess what I'm trying to say is get honest with the Lord. Get real with the Lord. Ask him to help you to fall in love with him. And I promise you, it'll be the greatest thing you will ever do. Every day, I think there's no way I can love the Lord more than I did yesterday. But y'all, he gets sweeter and sweeter every day. Is it hard? Some days it is. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Some days it is hard. Do you have to be disciplined? Yes, you do. But y'all, we have the creator of the universe walking right along beside us and helping us. And we can accomplish anything with his help. He's there for the asking. That's all we have to do. Hey, I hope I have encouraged you today. If I can ever help you in any way, reach out to me. There have been several of y'all that have been reaching out, and I love when I can, you know, just give you some encouragement or point you in the right direction. I love y'all a whole bunch, and I will see you back next week, same time, same place. Love for you to subscribe and maybe even leave a review. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And this way, you'll get a notification each time we have a new episode. We'll see you next week on the Real Walk Podcast.